Message number 1042. God the Father, there is nothing that I would not do for my children. No sacrifice is too high. Sunday, February 9, 2014 at 19:00. My dearest daughter, there is nothing that I would not do for my children. No sacrifice is too high. I lower myself so that I can place my heart at their feet, and yet they will continue to trample over it. I humble myself by calling out to them through these messages, and they mock me and sneer. I permitted them to scourge and murder my son, and they underestimate the great sacrifice I made for them to give them life and free them from slavery to the evil one. I plead with them to amend their ways, and they ignore me. I sent chosen souls to speak with them and to proclaim my word, and they spat in their faces. I sent punishments upon them, and they did not learn from them. Instead, they claimed that they were merely a twist of fate and had nothing to do with me. I sent them my love through miraculous gifts given to visionaries, seers, saints, and prophets, and only a few made use of them. Mark my words now, the Book of Truth is the greatest gift given by me to the world since I sent my only Son to redeem you. I bequeath this precious gift so that it will open your heart, free your soul from its attachment to the temptations of the devil, and help prepare you for my kingdom. My powerful intervention at this time means that the speed by which my word will spread as and from today will shock and surprise many. When you hear my word spoken in every tongue where little organization by the human hand is involved, you will be given the proof of the power of the Holy Spirit. I will ensure that my work persists. I will walk over all those who try to halt my hand. I will push to one side those who are guided by the spirit of evil and deafen the sound of their pitiful voices. I will with the swipe of my hand silence those who try to stop me when I only desire to save every single soul. I am determined not to allow this work to be ignored, for once I give my authority to a mission such as this one, you can be assured that man's power is nothing compared to it. Be calm, dear children, and trust in me, your beloved Father. My love is so great that it cannot be diluted no matter how grievously you sin. I am permitting these trials, tribulations, and wicked plans to erase all traces of my son, but only for a short time. Never be fearful of my plans, for they have a purpose, and that is to wipe out all evil and bring you all a life of glory in accordance with my holy will. You have much to look forward to. All I ask is that you pray and follow all that I have given to you at this time through my holy mission to bring you all the ultimate priceless gift that I have created for you in the new heaven and the new earth, my new paradise, just as it was meant to be when I created Adam and Eve. Always remember my love for you all when you are feeling weak or vulnerable, for it is so great it is beyond your comprehension. Your beloved Father, God the Most High.